Hi, this is Brian Pasch, CEO of PCG Digital Marketing, and thank you for joining this podcast on automotive advertising strategies. Today, I'd like to talk about the long-term value, and for some, it may even be the hidden value of connecting with consumers who have a Google email address. Now, when I talk about a Google email address, it could be a Gmail account, or any business email account or personal email account outside of Gmail that is registered with one of the free Google tools. So for web developers, it may be Google Analytics, Google Webmaster Tools. For the average consumer, it may be Google Calendar. It can be Gmail. It could be Picasa, whatever a consumer is using as a free service from Google, they do require an email address to be associated with that free service. The importance of this podcast is to talk about the future value of someone who has a Google registered email address. Let me remind you that in October of 2010, Google changed the way organic search results were displayed by incorporating Google Places into the organic listings, which meant that a listing on Google Page 1 would now include the business name and address, phone number, and the number of reviews that that business has received. Now, of course, Google, in trying to be fair, has consolidated reviews from multiple places like Yelp and Dealer Rater, City Search, etc. But by having your customers post directly to Google Places, Google allows special benefits to those reviews. We'll come back to what those benefits are in a minute. In June of 2011, Google came out of beta with the Google Plus One system that allows consumers who find a organic listing, a video, or now even a paid advertisement in Google AdWords that they like or recommend could click on the Plus One button. Again, in order to use this feature, someone has to have a Google registered account. And now we come out with Google Plus, their social media platform, which at the time of this podcast is just coming out in a limited release. But once again, a Google registered email address can connect your Google friends, your friends together in the Google social media network. Now, step back for a minute. Google cannot educate the entire world on the need to use their calendar tool, their analytics tool, their webmaster tools tool, or any of the free services they offer. But Google is smart. They don't have to worry about 100% compliance. The people who are worried about reputation management will use their Google Alerts tool. The techies will use their analytics and webmaster tools tool. The social consumer will use Google Plus. And everyone who does business or has their own business or an entrepreneur will encourage their customers to post a review, in a sense, encouraging them and educating them to get a Google account. So now let's talk about the value. When a business engages with a consumer and provides a service or a goods that the consumer is pleased with, and they have a Google account, think about the implications of that early, what I would call honeymoon period. Smart businesses will encourage the dialogue sales to consumer, customer service to consumer, asking them if they have a Google account. Do they use the Google free tools? The reason is, while everyone is in that honeymoon period, the consumer can be encouraged, led to, prodded, reminded to post a review online, which will be there forever. If it's placed directly on Google Places, they can encourage the consumer to go to the Google search page and plus one their main website, plus one their events page, plus one their paid advertisement. You see, the value of a Google consumer is much higher than a consumer without a Google account. Why? It's because if somebody had a great meal, or if somebody was pleased with the service they received for their car, around that time of the event, they may tell one or two or three or four of their friends. They may even post something on Twitter, post something on Facebook. But a Google-empowered consumer can go and place something directly on Google Places, can directly vote on the ad or website that is associated with a business, which in turn changes the search engine results page forever. That means that it's not just a one-time short period that that review or recommendation is given. It's on Google Places forever. The more plus ones your pages, your videos, your images get, the higher they will be ranked in Google's social relevance score. You get the idea? A person who's happy, you always want, and you always want them to tell their friends. But a Google-empowered consumer can share that on Google Places, can plus one your website and your advertising, and of course now with the Google Plus social media network, with the same connectivity, reach out to their friends like a Facebook impact. So I want you to think about, what are you doing in your business to ask the question, to gain the engagement of consumers with a Google registered email address? I would say that there are much more value in these consumers, because with an investment in showing them how to post a review, with an investment of showing them how to plus one your page, I believe that their social recommendation, their social statement will have significantly more long-term ROI for your business. So that includes you creating point of sale materials in your business, asking people, hey, do you use Google? Ask us why. It encourages you to rethink your email templates, your advertising materials. Also, for some of you, to actually do some data mining to see how many people have a Gmail account. The idea here is Google is allowing search engine results pages to be influenced and changed by consumer action for the first time. And the only consumers that can change that action significantly are those with a Google registered email address. So I hope this podcast has opened your eyes to the true ROI of connecting with your customers who are Google users, or to encourage your customers to become Google users, because of the long-term impact on local search engine result pages. If you need help setting up a process for digital marketing, social media, and search engine strategy, feel free to give the digital marketing team a call at PCG Digital Marketing, 732-450-8200. We'd love to help out your business by creating a custom digital marketing strategy. Once again, this is Brian Pasch, CEO of PCG Digital Marketing, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast.